This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
I was awake half the night, and then I had this weird dream.
Really?
Yeah, like I was making gin, and it came out full of these gross-looking bugs. Mm. Then I woke up and remembered I don't have a gin business anymore. I'm so shattered. Any of that coffee going?
No, you'll have to make some fresh.
Oh, you might have saved some for me.
And the jug's on the side. There's hot water in the kettle.
Okay. It's just a bit of sympathy would have been nice. As I've got to start packing up the still today and move it out of Hollow Tree. After I spent all last week wearing my shoes out trying to get a bank loan.
So it's a tough time for you, but my life's not so great now either.
All right, so you're still feeling sad about this row with your mum?
Sad? Toby, you just don't get it, do you? You've no idea how it's made me feel. And Mum's still not talking to me.
Okay, so she's being totally unreasonable.
No, see, that's the whole point. It's all true. I lied to her. I kept on lying, and now almost the whole family's against us. Well, she's got every right to be mad at me. It's all my fault.
Well, so whoever's to blame, it's... Well, it's not like it's the end of the world, is it?
Toby.
Well, the families argue all the time, don't they? Give her a day or two. She'll get over it.
Oh, you think it's going to be so easy? After the things she said to me, like how she doesn't feel she knows me anymore and how ashamed she is of me.
Okay, so it was harsh, but... Well, that's what parents do, isn't it? I mean, my folks have been telling me stuff like that since I was about 6 years old.
Toby, will you just shut up, please? You're really not helping.
Pip? Hey!
Oh.
Yes. Go on, Roy.
Nice.
You'll get two from that. Go on.
Go for it, Roy.
Nah, he's too slow off the mark. Just the one, then. That's okay.
Good call. It would have been close.
Yeah, nice shot, though, Rex. He's settling in. Mm. Taking it steady.
We're hardly into double figures. And we're one player down, remember?
No, Will. We've got a full team today.
Well, yeah. If you count Lily Pargeter.
That almost sounded like a sexist comment to me.
I'm not being sexist.
No, of course not.
But look at her. She's just a little slip of a thing. Breeze would knock her over. And she's never played before.
She's brought a whole crew of cheerleaders along, all her mates from college.
That don't mean she can hit the ball. You should have got one of your police mates, Harrison. Yeah, Logan wasn't bad.
Will, having said I want women on the team, I couldn't go and bring in a bloke from the other side of... Oh,
Adam, no.
Oh, well.
There goes our first wicket. That's a great start, ain't it?
Emma, hey.
Hi, Rex. You in next?
No, that's Will. I'm at number 6.
Oh, Harrison looks to be doing all right.
Yeah, touch wood. We need a good captain's innings. I know it's not quite tea time yet, but can I grab a drink?
Oh, yeah, sure. Help yourself.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, is there one of those for me?
Sorry, Toby. Players only.
I'd better go and help Fallon with the cakes.
Thanks, Rex. That's really made my day.
Oh, not been going so well for you.
It's goodbye gin day. I've got to take the still down and move it out from Hollow Tree.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was down there this morning, sat there looking at it, thinking about all those months I spent getting it all together.
So, did you actually take it down?
Nah, not yet. Kind of lost heart. Couldn't face it.
Okay.
But don't you see what a tragedy this is? It's such a brilliant business plan. And I got so close, Rex. And just last week I had this great idea about the labels, but now... now that's it. I'm finished. The banks won't touch me, and no way am I taking Kenton Archer's money.
Kenton's money?
Yeah, I'd be like totally selling out to him.
So... You're saying Kenton's offered to invest real money?
Archer Gin. That's what he wants to call it. If I let him, he'll rebrand, take over the whole business, and after I put in the hard grind, the research, the creative inspiration...
Sure, but...
So I'm done. This is the end of all my dreams, and you ask if I'm having a good day.
Okay, fine. I get it.
And then I try and be nice to Pip, and somehow I get it all wrong, and now she's totally freezing me out. It's all just so unfair.
Emma?
Oh, hello, Will.
Oh, can I just have a quick word?
Actually, I'm meant to be helping Fallon with these.
Yeah, I know. Though, if you've got a free afternoon, you ought to be taking it easy.
Well, I don't mind. I'm quite enjoying it.
Oh, you look worn out. No shadows in your eyes.
I'm sorry.
It's that job, ain't it? Those nights at the chicken factory. Well, you shouldn't be having to do it.
Look, Will, I'm fine, all right? You don't have to worry.
All right. I'm not trying to stick my nose in. I'm offering to help you out.
Huh? How?
Well, George had a word with me the other day. He hasn't liked to say anything to you, but it upsets him. You going off for these late shifts.
What?
Yeah. He says you can't help him with this homework like you used to, and Mum makes him eat food he don't like.
That is just not true, Will.
Listen, I said I want to help, so why doesn't George stay over an extra night a week with me and Nick?
I cannot believe you're saying this.
Why not? It makes sense all round, don't it? Oh, no, there goes Harrison.
Will, come on, you're in.
Yeah.
Come on, get out there. See if you can save the match for us.
You better go, then.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about this later, OK?
Right, there's Will off the mark.
Oh, damn, and... Oh, so stupid.
Hey.
I knew the ball was turning. Why didn't I just...
Don't beat yourself up, Harrison.
So much for my inspiring leadership.
It happens to the best of us. And we've not lost yet.
No, you're right. Let's see what Will and Alistair can do.
And Lily, later.
Yes, Toby and Lily. Well, I'm going to grab myself another cake.
Lily and her crew. Smartphones at the ready.
Hey, Toby. Not my business, but this thing with you and Kenton.
Yeah, what?
Well, I think if Kenton's offering you money, you should take it.
And you know why I can't. I've got my principles.
You can't afford principles. Not if it's your last chance to save your gin business. If Kenton's offering you a way out, you'd be mad not to grab it.
Fine. Well, you're entitled to your opinion. I don't have to agree with it.
I'm just saying. And the other thing.
There's more, is there?
Whatever the problem is with you and Pip.
Which is our business, not yours.
Okay. It's just, I saw her in the yard yesterday. She seems in a pretty bad place. I think all the IBR fallout's really getting her down. So maybe you need to go easy on her, you know?
Okay. Sermon over.
Will, no. Oh. Out for one.
Okay then, Rex, give it your best.
Here we go.
It's like I said, just as well you've still got Lily to come.
Oh, yes! Well done, Lily!
Pushed it away nicely.
Well played.
Well, look, you mean.
No, she's doing great, if she can just hang in there.
Will?
Oh, hello.
Can we have a word, please, about what you were saying earlier?
Oh,
look, here we go.
Oh, just a minute, Emma.
Wait, let's... Oh, that was sharp.
I caught her on the elbow.
Bouncer.
Poor Lily. That must have really hurt.
Oh, didn't I tell you? Girls on the team. They just can't take it.
Will?
Oh, come on, Will. Be fair. You'd have found that one out to play.
Is she all right?
It doesn't look too bad. Who she's going out to her?
Well, it's not just because she's a girl. She doesn't have the experience.
She's still there, Will. She's not out yet.
Will, can I just say what I came to tell you? About George.
Yeah, can we go somewhere else?
No, we can do it here. I just don't like you accusing me of being a bad parent.
What?
There is no way I'm neglecting George.
I didn't.
I make sure he gets all the attention he needs. And when I'm not there, he's got all the rest of the family at home with him. He doesn't need to spend any more time with you. Okay? Things are just fine the way they are.
Emma?
Well, oh, here we go. Here we go, they're back on.
I think Lily's okay.
Yeah, she doesn't look scared at all to me. She looks hopping mad.
Yes!
Oh, nice shot.
Don't just stand there. Go on, Lily.
Go on, Lily. Go on. There you go, Harrison.
Oh, cheers, Rex.
And Will.
Thanks.
Though,
Not a whole lot to celebrate, is there?
Hey, come on, so we lost.
I know it's hard for you, Will, being outscored by a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't Lily great? The way she dealt with those bouncers and made two runs.
Will only getting a single.
Yeah? Right, and how many did you get, Rex?
Three more than you.
Hey. Yeah, OK, so I've had better days.
Hey, come on, lads. Let's save the aggro for PAX the next weekend, shall we?
Yeah, sounds good. Oh, can you keep my seat? I'll be back in a sec.
Yeah, OK, Rex. Anyway, Will, at least we had a full team, so we didn't forfeit the game. And next week, we'll have Anisha back, so...
Yeah, another girl.
OK, but the point is, if we all keep up our net practice, men and women, we can only get better.
Maybe. But I've got a busy few weeks coming up, so don't expect to see me down at net.
Hey, Rex.
Oh, hello. Are you still around?
Yes. And you know what you said about Kenton and the gin?
Oh, OK, so you think it's a bad idea?
Well, actually, maybe you were right. If it's the only way to save my business, maybe I should take his money.
Oh. Well, if I were you, I'd bite his hand off.
No, not yet. I'm going to take a few days, work on some ideas, but it's all about compromise, isn't it?
Yeah. And the same goes for relationships.
Yeah, I know. You were right about Pip too. I'm already onto it.
Are you?
Trust me. And Rex. Thanks.
Hey! Are you, you still busy?
I'm not just doing this for fun, Toby.
No. Okay. You are changing the,
I'm putting in a new filter.
Yes.
Yeah, so, anyway. Look, it's about this morning. I wasn't really fair on you. In fact, I might even have been just a little bit insensitive. I'm sorry.
I wish you didn't have to spend so much time apologising.
Yeah, well, me too. You're still cross with me, aren't you? Because you think I made you lie.
No.
Really?
No. It was my choice. My responsibility, not yours.
Okay.
It's what I was trying to tell you. That's why it's all so hard and why I feel so bad about Mum. I want her to be proud of me, not disappointed and ashamed.
Yeah, no, I get that. I really do.
So I've got to try and make it up to her somehow. Make it better. But if she won't even speak to me, what can I do?
Ben seemed quite pleased to go back to school, didn't he? After that trouble on the bus last term.
Yeah, he did.
Well, I think it's a good sign. He's done well this year. And it's great to know that summer's on its way. Dad would have been listening out for the first cuckoo. Now we're past St George's Day.
David, I know you're trying to make me feel better. But can we just get on and move the fence?
Hey, love, look, I know you're still angry with Pip, but...
But you think I should forget all about it and try to move on?
Well, if you can, yes.
You may find it all so easy. I don't.
Not easy, no, but... You know what I think we need to do now.
We go to Brian and Adam and Tony and Tom and say, oh dear, we're sorry, but it was our fault after all.
No, my fault. I'll take the blame for the cows breaking out.
But...
And we will offer them full compensation based on the lost cattle, plus the cost of vaccinations, the vet's bills...
OK, so apart from all the costs...
Yeah, well, obviously we won't know how much until...
Apart from the money... If you say it was all your fault, isn't that just adding another lie on top of all the lies Pip told us?
Ruth, there is absolutely no point in telling the whole world about what happened with Pip.
Yeah, but...
What she did was wrong, yes. But, well, the fact is, she will be here long after we're gone. She is the future of Brookfield. Do we really want to tell everybody about her mistakes? You know, what's that going to achieve?
I know. But I just hate all this dishonesty, David. So, maybe it's better to say nothing at all. Don't tell them why. Just say Brookfield will take the responsibility.
And if they ask why?
Oh, I don't know. We'll just have to be vague. Say we all made mistakes, and so we all take a share of the blame.
Well, after how long? 2 years. We've finally got the house back to ourselves. Apart from Kate, of course, but...
Yes, I know how glad you are to be rid of my sister.
Oh, now, come on.
Want some tea?
Yes, please. I'm actually very fond of Lillian, but... Well, you can have too much of a good thing, can't you?
I'm sure she's very pleased to be back in the Dower House. In fact, she called me again last night to say just that.
Good. So everyone's happy.
Oh, I know you are.
And I can restock my wine fridge, and it'll all still be there at the end of the week.
Though hasn't it crossed your mind that I might actually be missing her?
Are you?
Well, when you're out on the farm all day or at a meeting... At least I had someone to talk to.
Yes, all right, yeah, fair point.
It's going to seem very dull and quiet here without her.
Well, you can always go and visit her. And at least she won't embarrass you by tearing around the countryside in her fur coat negligee.
That was only the once, Brian.
And we'll know it's safe to walk into the bedrooms without interrupting...
Yes, all right, all right. But you must admit she did liven things up a bit.
Yeah, give me the quiet life any time. Oh, and talking of meetings, uh-huh. I've arranged to see Franz on Wednesday.
Oh, really?
Yes, I thought, with this new land, with Brexit looming, we need to take stock of where we are and have a good think about the future.
Cooey!
What?
Ah. Jeremy!
No, no, watch!
Hello. Oh, good. I'll bring this in with me.
Oh.
A suitcase. Lillian.
Oh, what was that?
You're not moving back in again.
Why? Aren't you pleased to see me?
What?
Look at his face.
Oh, Lillian.
It's all right. I'm only teasing. It's empty. Look, I left a few things in my wardrobe and I've come to pick them up.
Oh, yes, I see.
Oh,
ooh, now, and while I think of it, did I leave some wine in the fridge?
No, not those. They're all mine.
Relax, Brad. Just me teasing again.
Oh, yes.
Look, you needn't worry. Now I'm back in my own home again with Justin... Oh, it's all so wonderful, darlings. I'm not planning to go anywhere.
Your mum and I have both agreed. Brookfield's going to take full responsibility for the IBR and offer compensation.
So you're going to tell everyone it was my fault?
No, no, we needn't go into the details or name any names. So nobody outside the farm is going to know.
Oh, but now you're going to have to cover for me.
Pip.
Well, that makes me feel even worse.
Pip, as far as I'm concerned... That is all behind us now. We need to draw a line and move on.
Draw a line? Yeah, and what about Mum?
Well...
You think she's ever going to do that?
Yes, yes. I'm sure she will in the end.
Oh.
Though it might take her a little while longer.
But how can she after those things she said to me? She's never going to forgive me. She's going to hate me forever.
Hi, Mum.
Hello. I just came to say I've made an apple cake.
Oh, yeah, great.
So it's in the kitchen whenever you're ready.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Are you coming in, Pip?
No, I can't. I'm sorry.
Pip?
Oh, is that about...
Yeah. She's still really cut up about it all.
Oh, dear. I feel upset for both of them. We can't let this go on, David.
Jenny.
Oh, hello. Lillian and I are just having a little catch-up.
So I see. Look, I just wanted to say, David's on his way up to see me.
Oh? Do you know why?
I'm not quite sure.
Am I going to be in your way?
No, Lillian, you stay there. I'll see him in the office.
Oh, right. So,
anything to do with Miranda, every last trace, I'm going to chuck it all out and make the house mine again.
That sounds as if it might be rather expensive.
Don't worry, I'll try not to get too carried away.
Yes.
Though, you know, Justin's being so understanding. Mm-hmm. He's so sweet and supportive. He says I must treat the house as a blank slate and do whatever I like and never mind the cost.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, he couldn't have been kinder. Though I think he's just as keen as I am to purge any last reminder of his ex from the house.
I can imagine.
And, of course, the money's neither here nor there. It's being back at home again, in my beautiful house, with a man that I love. It feels, oh, so right and perfect, as if it was meant to be. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
I can honestly say we could be living there without a penny to our names, and I'd still be just as happy.
Oh, Lillian, I'm so glad it's all worked out well for you.
Thank you, darling. Oh, and not that I was unhappy living here with you.
Well, that's nice of you to say. And you know, if you do ever need to come back again, if, well, for whatever reason...
Oh, that's kind, darling, but I don't think that's going to happen.
No?
No. Justin and I have been through so much already, and we're stronger than ever.
Yes.
And, you know, he's not like Matt. He's such a different kind of man. He's kind and honest and honourable. And I know he loves me as much as I do him. No, he's not going to let me down.
OK, so, David.
Well, I'll get straight to the point.
Mm-hmm.
I've come to say that we're going to take full responsibility for the IBR outbreak.
What? Full responsibility?
Yes. We've looked at all the facts, and there's no doubt that it started in the Brookfield herd, so it must have spread from us somehow. So, yeah, it was our fault.
So why the sudden change of heart?
Well, let's just say something came up, some new information that we weren't aware of.
New information?
I don't want to say any more. The point is, we accept responsibility and we will make sure that you're reimbursed for your losses.
Well, very pleased to hear it, of course. And when you say reimbursed...
You work out how much it's cost you and we'll give you compensation.
You'll pay for all of it?
Yep, pound for pound. It was our fault, so we should bear the cost.
I see. Well, I have to say that sounds fair enough to me.
OK, fine, good.
I'm sure Adam will feel the same. You do realise, I mean, I've only got a rough idea, but going to add up to quite a substantial sum.
You just work it out and let us know.
Yes, well, we will. It's just, didn't I hear you've had a big expense on your tractor?
Oh, the gearbox.
Ah, so what did that cost? 15, 20 grand?
Round about that, yeah.
Well, I mean, if you have any more mechanical problems, you should let us know. We might be able to help.
Oh, thanks, Bran. It's kind of you.
Oh, not at all. I mean, we are family, after all.
Yes, we are.
These rows never help anyone. I'm glad we're able to bury the hatchet.
I've brought some tea up for you.
That's great. Thanks, Jill.
And before you get busy, I just wanted to say how sad I am to see you and Pip still not getting on.
You know why that is, Jill.
Yes, of course, but...
I don't know what David's been telling you.
No, it's got nothing to do with David.
Well, he was just as mad at Pip as me, and now he seems to think it's all fine, and he's calmly going round talking about us offering compensation.
Yes, I know.
Well, I don't understand how he can do that. Do you?
Well, speaking as a mother, I might well feel the same as you.
So you don't think I'm being unfair and irrational?
All I can say is, on the few occasions when I felt my children had let me down, it did take me a long time to get over it.
I feel so mixed up about it. I know I can't go on being angry with her forever, but I can't just tell myself to stop either.
I understand why that's difficult for you, but...
And, well, I feel so bad because... I said some pretty hard things to her the other day.
So I gather that you're ashamed of her.
I know. But she wanted to know the truth. When I was upset, the words just came out.
And do you still feel the same now?
Well, yeah. No. Oh, I don't know.
It's quite a terrible thing to say to anyone you love, whatever mistakes they might have made.
I know it is. And maybe I shouldn't have said it that way. So I do feel ashamed of her for telling those lies. But that doesn't mean I don't still love her. That I'm still just as proud of who she is, of her commitment to the farm, to the family. It's just...
You don't know how to tell her.
I know how sorry she is, how bad she feels about what she's done, and she's punishing herself because of it.
So you need to find a way to reach out to her and try and heal things somehow.
Yeah.
I hate the way things are between us. I really want to fix it. I'm just not sure if I can. Not yet.
And I'll try and pop into Grange Farm at some point.
How's old Bartleby doing?
Joe says he's still only picking at his food. But as I said, there doesn't seem to be anything obviously wrong with him.
What does Anisha think?
Well, I'll see if she can look at him when she's back from the stud farm.
When will that be?
Well, Sal wants to keep her there all week, so...
Well, I'm sure she's happier treating horses than cats. Oh, do you want some more tea before you go?
Hang on. Oh, it's Linda.
Oh, I'll keep it warm.
Thanks. Linda, good morning.
Oh, Alistair, thank goodness. I'm so glad I've caught you.
So what can I do for you?
Well, you're not going to believe this, but my paddock's full of ponies.
There. I wasn't dreaming it. 6 ponies in with the llamas.
And they just appeared from nowhere?
Yes. I don't know whose they are. I don't know how they got here. They're just here.
So I see.
Must have been sometime in the middle of the night. Robert and I heard nothing. I just opened the curtains this morning and there they were.
I suppose someone must have dumped them.
Well, yes,
but... Oh, the poor things. Look at them.
All shaggy and scruffy and dirty. You see that one's ribs sticking out? They don't look as if they've eaten for weeks.
Or been cared for at all. They're in such terrible condition. And look at their poor feet.
I know. And why leave them here with me? What am I supposed to do with them?
Well, whoever it was, they probably just chose a field at random, because it's by the road.
It's not unusual, I'm afraid. I've heard of other cases.
But who could possibly be so heartless and irresponsible?
I don't suppose it's anyone local.
You've called the police?
Oh, yes. Yes, they said they'd send somebody round, and someone from the RSPCA.
Oh, well done.
And you say one of them's been injured?
Yes, poor beast. Come over here and I'll show you. I didn't like to go too close, in case I frightened it.
Yes.
But you can see it's got a sore leg.
Now, if you stay back there, Linda, I'll just see if we can...
Hey, it's all right. It's all right. We're not going to hurt you.
That's it. Now.
Oh, Alistair, look. It's head collar.
Yes, I see.
Oh, what? What's the matter?
Oh, you poor thing.
What is it?
Well... Someone put a head collar on her some time ago and never took it off.
Oh.
Now it's been on so long, the skin's starting to grow over it.
Oh no.
Hey. Shh. It's all right, girl. It's all right.
I can't bear it. What kind of a person does a thing like that?
So cruel.
Yeah. It's a criminal thing to do. Though, I'm actually more worried about her leg.
Oh?
You can see she can't put her weight on it.
You think it might be fractured?
Perhaps. A lot of swelling. Oh, that's a very nasty looking wound.
Look at them. Can't wait to get stuck in.
Yeah, they're really going for it.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's going to hurt to see some of them go, but I suppose I'll have to get used to it.
It's tough on you, Dad, after all you've put into the herd.
Yes. No, it's not the end. I'm not going to let this beat me, Tom. I'll just have to pick up the pieces, buy in some new cows and start all over again.
Yeah. So you're still set on this plan?
It's my only choice if I want to sell breeding stock again.
Yeah, I guess.
It's going to take time, but... Well, I've got plenty of that, I hope.
Yes. So, have you sat down and worked it all out? The cost, I mean.
Okay. I know it's not going to be cheap.
Well, at least you don't have to replace the whole herd, only the reactors.
It's still going to cost money, but put yourself in my place, Tom. If I give up on this now, what else am I going to do with my life?
Oh, Dad, look, it's your call. You must do whatever you want.
Oh, that's David.
Ah, okay.
I think I should answer
it. Yeah, fine. I'll get on down to the pigs. See ya.
See you, Tom. David.
Oh, hi, Tony. Sorry to bother you.
So?
Would it be okay if I came over sometime? There's something we need to talk about.
So, what do you think about her leg?
It's hard to be sure. It looks badly infected. I always worry about the joints with wounds in that area.
No.
And given how old that wound is, I don't like her chances.
Can we treat her?
Well, there'd be no guarantees. She's in such poor condition all round.
All right, I'll go and fetch a box. And I'll bring one of the girls to help us.
Shula?
If we're going to save her, we'll have to start now. She's coming back with us.
If I'd known all of the facts a couple of weeks ago, well, we might have avoided all the bad feeling between you and us. I'm sorry.
Thanks, David. I appreciate that.
Well, there you are. Unfortunately, I can't go back and change the past.
Yes. And when you say all of the facts...
I'd rather not go into that, if that's okay with you.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So, exactly what kind of compensation are you offering us?
Well, any costs you've incurred as a result of the IBR. So, vets' bills, vaccination costs, any extra labour, all that kind of thing.
Yes.
Just, you know, add it up and we'll reimburse you. We'll make sure you're not left out of pocket.
Yes, I appreciate what you're saying, David. It's just...
Anything I've left out, you know, just say so. We're not going to quibble about it.
Well, it might be hard to put an exact figure on it.
No, sure, but if in doubt, just round it up, OK? Tony, you have no idea how much I have hated all the rows and the bickering between us. And I speak for Ruth, too, for all of us at Brookfield.
Oh, the same goes for me, David. I know there have been some harsh things said on both sides. I've hated every minute of it.
Yeah. Well, we just want to lay it to rest and get things back to how they were.
Me too.
Whatever it's going to cost us.
OK, then, David. I think you did the right thing by coming out and accepting responsibility. I know it can't have been easy.
Yeah, I can't pretend it's been a whole lot of fun.
Hey, Dad, is there any tea? Oh.
Oh, yes, it's still hot. Come and grab some.
Hi, Tom.
I didn't know you were here.
Yes, David's come round to have a talk about...
Right, well, in that case, I'll get back out.
No, it's OK. I've said what I've come to say, and I'll get out your way.
Well, all right, David.
So, Tony, as soon as you're ready, get back to us and...
Yeah, well, if you give us a day or two, I'll have to talk it through with the rest of the family and then we'll let you know.
OK, if you can pass me the dressing.
Yeah, here.
Thanks.
Shh, good girl.
Then we'll bandage it up.
Well done. You're being so brave, aren't you?
Hello.
Oh, hello, Linda.
Is it all right if I come in?
Yes, yes, we've had to sedate her. That's why she's looking so dozy.
Oh, the poor creature.
Alistair's cleaned the wound on her leg. He's just bandaging it up.
Yes, I see. And you've taken off that dreadful head collar.
Yes, he had to cut away some of the skin.
Oh.
She'll have a few scars, but no permanent damage.
Dear, I'm sorry. It's just the thought of it makes me feel so...
There is some good news. We took an X-ray and her leg's not actually broken and the joints aren't involved either.
Oh, good. Well, that's something to be grateful for.
Yes.
There we are. That's all I can do for now.
So, Linda, what did Harrison have to say?
He has no more idea who was responsible than we have. He says they'll look into it, but, well, I shan't be holding my breath.
No.
And apparently the other ponies have to stay where they are in case somebody wants to reclaim them.
That's hardly likely.
I know. Seems crazy, but...
Seems quite absurd to me. But apparently that's the law. And if no one collects them after 4 days, I can ask an animal welfare charity to come and rescue them.
That's right.
Apart from eating my grass, they're not really doing any harm. And at least I know they're going to be properly looked after.
That's true.
Well, you could say they've had a lucky break. If it means they don't end up being mistreated like this one.
Yes.
I've done the best I can with that leg anyway.
But she is going to get better, isn't she?
Well...
You can be honest with us, Alistair. Can't you, Shula?
Yes.
So tell us the worst.
Okay. I'm worried that her temperature's high and that she's so thin. She could have an infection or a massive parasite problem.
Oh, no.
What about antibiotics?
Well, we'll try, of course. I'll keep giving her intravenous injections for the next 2 or 3 days, but I'm afraid it's going to be touch and go.
At least they're taking the blame, Tom.
Well, finally. They should have done it weeks ago when all this started.
Yes, you're probably right, but if they're offering us compensation...
What? Paying the vet's bills?
Plus our labour and the inoculation costs.
Dad, if you mean what you say about culling some of the herd, what they're offering isn't enough.
So I'll find the rest of the money from somewhere else.
Yeah? From where exactly? And why should you have to find it? It's Brookfield's fault, so Brookfield ought to pay.
David doesn't know I want to replace some of the cows.
And he's not going to unless you tell him.
Okay, yes, perhaps I should have mentioned it, but it just didn't feel like the right moment to say it.
Oh, Dad, there's never going to be a good time, is there? And anyway, we don't have to go begging. They admitted responsibility, so why don't we sue them?
Sue them? Tom, you can't be serious.
Why not? We'd be within our rights.
No, I'm not going to start a lawsuit, not against our own family.
Dad, listen. There's a whole lot of money at stake here. We can't afford to be picky.
So we end up wasting a lot of cash on lawyers' fees?
Okay, okay. Even if we don't bring in the lawyers, if we could just, well, let Brookfield know that we could if we wanted. Then we can push for a better deal.
So we threaten them?
No, we just make sure they know the options.
And if that doesn't work?
Well, then we sue.
Oh, Tom.
Dad, we can't just roll over and settle for peanuts. We've got to be tough. We've got to fight for what they owe us. Not just for you or for me, but for the sake of the farm.
Okay, yes. Maybe we do need to hold out for more.
Yes, we do. And if you don't want to do the talking, I'll do it for you.
No, Tom, no. Not after what's happened between you and David.
Okay, so you do it, or Mum, or whoever. But don't you see? We've got Brookfield up against the ropes. If we play it right, we can name our price.
Hello? Anyone? Yeah, I'm coming. Oh, Nick, hello.
Hiya.
Sorry, I was just getting more flapjacks.
That's fine, don't worry about it. No rush.
I'll be with you in a sec.
Oh no. At least I'm going floor, eh?
Yeah, yeah, I'm just not with it this morning.
Another one of those late shifts.
No, not last night. That was the night before.
Well, still, it's got to mess up your body clock, hasn't it?
No, it's not too bad. I'm managing. What can I get you?
I have a cappuccino, please.
Right.
Poppy's at nursery, so I've got a bit of time. How's Kira doing?
She's fine.
I've not seen her for a while. How's she get on at school?
Okay, yeah. No problems.
Good. Hey, I just called in at the shop. Your mum was telling me about the ponies at Ambridge Hall.
Oh, yeah?
Shocking, isn't it? Just dumping those poor animals like that. And one of them's so bad it can hardly walk.
I know.
Oh, your mum said Tudor's got it down at the stables and it's so weak, it's laid down on the ground and won't get up.
Yeah, yeah, I heard.
Well, I think it's terrible. Someone ought to go to jail for that.
Yeah, do you want chocolate on this?
Yeah, please. Emma, there's nothing wrong, is there? I've not said something to upset you.
No, not you. It's what Will said to me at the cricket. About George.
What about George?
Has he not told you?
Brian, hello.
Usha, good afternoon. Were you in the bar?
No, restaurant. Lunch with a client.
Oh, right.
And what's your excuse for hanging around Grey Gables at lunchtime?
Me? Oh, I've been communing with my financial advisor.
Ah, I'm sure you had lots to talk about.
Oh, yes, yes. We could be in for some interesting times. We'll be facing a lot of challenges as well as opportunities.
Well, who'll be a farmer, eh?
Oh, quite. If it's not our subsidies, then it's trade tariffs or some random cattle disease.
The IBR?
Have you heard about that?
Ruth told me a couple of weeks ago. She was very upset about it.
Yes, I should imagine things are pretty fraught down at Brookfield.
Really?
Anyway, I must
Ryan!
Be...
Well, well,
oh,
well.
Please, no, not him. Matt Crawford is the last person I want to meet right now.
Well, nice to see you, Brian. Bye.
Bye, Usha.
Well, hello. Fancy meeting you here.
Hello, Matt. I was just on my way out.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Slow down, slow down. Don't run away. You're not in such a big hurry, are you?
Well, yes.
I was just heading into the bar. Why don't you let me buy you one?
No, thanks.
Listen, Brian. I know we got off to a bad start the other day on the golf course.
You could
and
say
Lillian's
that.
Engagement due. Yeah, it was a... Well, it was a difficult few days for me coming back here after all this time. Meeting Lillian. I could have handled it better, I apologise.
Okay, and yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, yeah, I've done a few things in the past I've come to regret. I'm sure you've heard plenty of that from Lillian. But there is another side of the story.
I'm sorry, Matt. I'm
hold
really
on,
not...
hold on. Look, it's not about me and Lillian. There's something else I want to share with you.
Usha, hi.
Hi. Look, I'm sorry it's been so long.
No, don't worry.
I kept meaning to give you a call, but I've just been so busy.
That's what I thought.
I have been thinking of you, though. How are things?
Oh, where would you like me to start?
Oh, as bad as that.
You've no idea.
Okay. Well, I'm up at Grey Gables now, and I'm working from home for the rest of the day. Shall I call in on my way back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, please. That would be great.
Don't get me wrong, Nick. It's not that I'd mind George staying the odd extra night at yours.
No, no, I understand.
It's just Will made me feel like I was neglecting my own son. I wasn't being a proper mother to him, and that's really not fair.
No.
All this about George saying I'm never there for him, it's just not true.
Well, George certainly hasn't said anything to me.
Really?
No, he seems fine when he comes over, just the same as ever.
Oh, well... So you can see why it's made me a bit upset.
Yeah, I can.
I know it's not your fault. And I don't want to cause trouble with you and Will.
Emma, don't worry about that. Look, I'm glad you told me. It's just a pity Will didn't think to tell me first.
I assumed he must have.
Not a word. And to be perfectly honest, much as I love having George, with my three to look after, well, I'm not exactly looking to take on more.
Well, why should you?
So I don't know where Will got this great idea, but it definitely wasn't from me.
OK. Well, that makes me feel better. I didn't get a lot of support from Ed.
Oh, didn't you?
No. He said maybe Will had a point.
I never.
Oh, he just doesn't like me working at the chicken factory.
Well, why not?
Oh, it's hurt his pride. But we're so short of cash and he just can't get the work, so what else can I do?
Yeah, well, that's men for you.
Yeah. Anyway, all I'm saying is things are fine the way they are.
Yeah, of course. Look, I'm with you all the way on this, Emma.
Thank you. I'm glad you're on my side.
So, we'll just have to get Will and Ed to see it our way, won't we?
You think Costa Rica needs another race course?
Oh, they're going to want this one, Brian. Fantastic location, beautiful grounds. Believe me, they'll come flocking.
If you say so.
Well, you don't have to take my word for it. Have a look at the brochure. They've already got some big investors from the States. If ever there was a guaranteed winner, this has got to be the one.
I see. What exactly is your role in all this?
Oh, well, I got to know one of the guys who founded the consortium, and I offered him my services.
Doing what?
As a consultant. I do happen to know a fair bit about the racing world over here. I've got my contacts. And I can tell a duff nag from a winner, so my job is to scout out some suitable stud farms.
What? They're going to breed their own horses?
Oh, yeah, these guys don't mess about. We're talking Major League here.
Hmm. Well, I have my contacts too.
Yeah? Anyone I'd know?
Well, there's a chap called Latif Hussain. He's based in North Borsetshire.
Hussain?
He's not told me about any new race course. And why are you in Ambridge? Not many stud farms around here.
No, I'll be basing myself locally, but I'll be going all around the UK and Ireland and getting paid a handsome fee for doing it.
I see. I thought for a moment you were touting me for an investment.
No, not my job. Anyway, like I said, this would be way out of your league, Brian.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is strictly for the big boys. I mean, shame, really, as they're offering a 12% return.
12%? Oh, come on.
No, it's all there. Look, in black and white. I've started paying out already.
All right, perhaps. But no matter how rich I was, if you think I'd ever invest in any scheme of yours...
But not my scheme. I'm only a consultant.
All the same, after what you did to Lillian, to our family, I wouldn't come near it. Not in a million years.
OK. I'm not going to be offended. You've made a fair point. But as for me and Lillian, there's a few things you don't know.
We all say things we regret.
Yeah, I know. But it's how I'm going to put it right. That's what I'm finding so hard. David's managed it. He's made things up with her and he's moving on. He's told Brian and Tony it was our fault and we'll pay them compensation.
He's accepted liability for the IBR?
Yeah. Well, it's true. It's all because of our mistakes.
Yeah.
And now that we know, we had to tell them, didn't we?
That's a tricky one. If I was speaking just as your solicitor...
What?
Well, this is strictly hypothetical. But in other circumstances, it might lay you open to legal action.
You mean we could be sued?
No, I'm not saying that's going to happen, not in your case.
But it's possible. If Brian or Tony wanted to, they could sue us.
Ruth, don't panic. I'm sure it'll be fine. If they agree to take your compensation, there'll be no need for them to sue.
Well, nothing's been settled yet.
No, they're all perfectly reasonable people. I'm sure the last thing they want is to start a legal case against their own family.
Let's hope not.
Well, I'm sorry. Perhaps I shouldn't even have mentioned it.
No, it's always good to know the worst. Though it's not going to help me mend things with Pip.
Maybe you should try and be less hard on yourself.
How do you mean?
Well, accept you've every right to feel angry for what she's done and that you're still not ready to forgive her.
OK, but how long's it going to take?
Who knows? You're both suffering and that's sad, but... Well, let's be honest. It won't kill either of you to wait another few days.
Well, no, I suppose.
And if you try to forgive her before you're ready, it's not going to work. You know you will in the end. So don't feel you have to rush things.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you're right. Mm. Thanks.
You don't have a brother, do you, Brian?
Me? No. What's that got to do with anything?
I'm telling you my side of the story about me and Lillian. A breakup.
All right. Go on.
You may not remember this, but I have a... I had a brother, half-brother. Paul. His name was Paul.
Yes, yes, I knew that.
Okay, so here's what you don't know. A few years back, not long before Paul died, I found out that he and Lillian were having an affair.
You mean...
You know what I mean. You ought to, you of all people.
You absolutely sure about this?
Oh, yeah. 100%. Ask Lillian. I don't suppose she'd deny it.
Well, I can't really do that.
So, of course, to know she'd been unfaithful was hard enough, but with my brother, with Paul, my own flesh and blood...
Yeah.
You've no idea, Brian. You don't know what a shock it was. The two people I cared about most in the world betraying me behind my back. Perhaps I should have come straight out and confronted Lillian. Made a face up to the evidence. Might have been better that way. But in the end, it just seemed easier to leave, to walk away from it all. So that's what I did.
And took a lot of Lillian's money and possessions with
you. Yeah, all right, hands up. I did some stupid things. But you've got to understand, I wasn't making plans. I just wanted a way out. The quicker, the better. And I am going to make it right with Lillian. I've given her a down payment already. That's another reason I came back.
I see. Why are you telling me all this?
Because I respect you for who you are, Brian. Yeah. And I wanted to put the record straight. Though I do think it's best if you don't say anything to Jennifer about all this.
Well, why would I do that?
I just thought...
Well, here's a warning from me, Matt. If you so much as think of making trouble for Lillian and Justin...
You have my word. I don't want to drag out the past. What's done is done. Look, I'm glad for Lillian. No, I'm very happy to see her with Justin Elliott. I'm not here to make trouble for anyone. And that's the honest truth.
Oh, no. Oh, hell. No, oh, I don't believe it.
Hello? Oh, trouble.
Alice.
Oh, you're not looking very happy.
Oh, Alice, please, tell me it's not true.
That your quad bike has a flat tyre. Sorry.
Oh! Yeah, what am I going to do?
Well, Pip, it's just a flat tyre.
Yeah, but it's late and it's wet and I don't have a spare and I'm so hacked off.
Pip, come on, here. Hey, let me guess. It's not just about the tyre, is it?
Oh, no, it's everything. Oh, it's my whole life. It's all gone wrong. It's just a mess.
You want to talk about it?
Well, I messed up big time on the farm, and now Mum's not talking to me.
Oh.
And things aren't good with me and Toby. We keep having these horrible rows.
Oh, you're having a hard time, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know what to do about it.
Okay, well, one thing at a time, right? First of all, we're going to fix your tyre.
Yeah, but how?
I'm going to be your good fairy. I've got some magic stuff you squirt into the valve and a magic pump to pump it up again.
Really?
Yeah, easy peasy. It will take me 5 minutes.
Oh, well, that's brilliant.
Look, and can I ask you a question? Is Toby in tonight?
No, he's off somewhere. Lower Loxley?
Look, okay, so Chris is at home and he's cooking a stew. So why don't you come back for supper?
She's still with us, but I'm afraid there's not much change, really.
Oh, look at her.
Yeah, she's had a pretty hard time. Her leg was badly infected and she was so weak.
Yeah, I can see. And she still can't get up?
No, not yet. She's been very poorly indeed. But she's hanging in there. She's a real fighter.
Yeah. Yeah, she must be.
And it may be a mistake, but I'm getting quite attached to her.
So, what does Alistair think? Is she going to make it?
Well, the good news is her temperature's down a bit now. So hopefully the antibiotics have helped, but until she's back up on her feet again, well, we can't be sure.
Yeah, I see. Well, she probably doesn't need me crowding her space. I'll be on my way.
Would you like to come in for a drink?
Oh, it's kind, but I have to get back. Justin's on his way home from London.
Is everything going all right?
Yes, it's done. It's all marvellous. Except, oh, well, Justin's been talking to his lawyers again.
Oh, about the...
Yeah, the divorce. It's all such a bore for him, poor man.
I can imagine.
Still, it'll be worth it to be rid of that woman. And, you know, once it's all behind us, we can relax and look forward to our wedding and spending the rest of our lives together. What more could I ask for?
Well, I'm very happy for both of you.
Thank you. Anyway, best be off. Poor Justin sounding quite stressed on the phone. I expect he'll need some TLC.
So I spent 2 hours in this dreary pub restaurant while he breathed all over me and made all these really creepy, inappropriate comments like, oh, that's a nice top and what a lucky guy my husband must be.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah, okay, so Chris is very lucky to have me, but...
Yeah, aren't I just?
Yeah. And like I said, he was my client. My boss had set up the meeting. So all I could do was force a smile and try and keep his hand off my knee.
Oh, no.
I said, you should have called me. I'd have come and sorted him out.
Oh, yes, I know, Chris. You're such a hero. Anyway, you've heard this before. I'm telling it to Pip.
Okay, go on.
So, when I got back to the office...
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
See, they've been overworking her again. All these crazy long hours.
Oh, that's not fun for you.
No, well, so when I got back to the office, I had to let it all out somehow. So I sent an email to my mate Akash, who I used to work with. You remember Akash? He came to my party.
Yeah.
So I sent Akash an email about the client, saying just what a vile, disgusting old pervert he is. Only somehow, by accident, I sent it to Rick, my manager, as well.
Oh, Alice, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I was so embarrassed.
Well, what happened? What did he say?
Well, he called me in and gave me this whole long lecture about email security. Then I had to beg him not to tell the boss.
Yeah, in other words, she got clean away with it.
Well, if he'd have shot me, I might have told my boss where to stuff his lousy job.
Yeah, that's not such a great idea.
No. Anyway, Pip, What this proves is that everyone makes mistakes at work and we all try and cover it up. It's only human.
Thanks, Alice. That makes me feel a bit better.
Good.
But you won't tell anyone, will you, about the cows? It's a deadly secret.
Pip, we're your friends. We won't say a word.
Oh. Hey, look. Oh, you want to see this?
What?
So from Joanne at the stables. The pony that was dumped.
Oh, I heard about her.
Oh, you know how cruelly she was treated. Oh, it's a miracle she's still alive.
No, she's better. Look, well, back up on her feet again.
Really? Oh, that's brilliant news. Oh, hey, can I see?
Oh, yeah, me too.
Oh, yes. Oh, look, that's so amazing.
And you've seen her before?
No, but Chris has.
See, I went to look at her feet, which reminds me I need to pick up something I left at the stables. I was going to drop in tomorrow.
Oh, she is an absolute sweetheart. Oh, I'd love to meet her.
Why don't we all go over and see her now?
Oh, yes. Chris, we've still not had the pudding.
Oh, that'll keep. And after all, Pip needs cheering up, doesn't she?
It's so lovely to have you back again. Come and sit down.
Oh, I better warn you, it's been one hell of a day.
Oh, you poor thing. Well, you're home with me now, so sit down and relax.
Relax? Oh,
darling, it can't be that bad.
Bad? You have simply no idea.
Oh, now, come on.
Now, Jerome, she's nabbed him from under my nose.
Jerome?
Jerome Wetherill, the top divorce barrister in London, the one they're all after.
Ooh.
And Miranda's got him before me. Or rather, those crooked lawyers of hers have. How they managed it,
I don't... Well, I can see that's disappointing for you,
disappointing? That, no, it's sheer malevolence. She must have been planning this for weeks. We can forget about any reasonable discussion. There's going to be no holes barred. She's going to fight me tooth and nail.
Well, perhaps, but... Well, I mean, that doesn't mean that she's going
to
win.
Well, she's off to a pretty good start, pinching my barrister from under my nose.
Oh, but surely, when she realises how much it's all going to cost...
Oh, she won't give a damn about the cost. Win or lose, I'll end up paying.
But can't you try to persuade her to try another way? Oh, you know, you both sit down and talk things through?
But mediation?
Yes, that's it.
Miranda? Oh, she doesn't understand the meaning of the word. She's going for the skin off my back and she won't stop till she gets it.
Mm. Darling, I hate to see you so upset like this.
Oh, no, you haven't heard the worst. Damara.
What?
My lawyer's had a letter setting out her demands. She's going for half of my assets, including Damara.
Oh, Justin!
Yeah, my business that I've worked and slaved to build up and she wants to walk away with half. Well, now you can see why I'm so upset.
Oh.
Just go gently. She's still quite wobbly.
Oh, hello, girl.
She's only just managed to get herself up.
Oh, and she's eating too. That's amazing. Oh, what a brave and clever girl you are.
There was a time when we really thought she wasn't going to make it.
She's lovely. Has she got a name?
Well, no, not yet. We didn't want to name her in case, well, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I just want to take you home with me.
Alice?
Joke. Well, anyway, I don't have enough time to write Spearmint.
We've not seen a lot of you lately.
No, too busy hustling clients, meeting sales targets.
Oh. So, we've still got the cheesecake waiting at home.
Ooh, cheesecake.
And we don't want to crowd her too much.
Oh, right.
Yes, I think perhaps visiting time's over.
Mm. All right. Oh, goodbye, pony. Oh, you're a little gem, aren't you?
Yes, she is.
Oh, hey, that's what you should call her. Gem. That's such a great name for a pony.
Well, yes, perhaps.
Oh, it's the perfect name for her. Oh, you must call her Gem.
Oh, I'll talk to the girls. We'll have a think about
it. Oh, yes. Oh, just let me give you one last pat. Goodbye, Gem.
And you know what else she said? She actually had the nerve to claim she played a key role in my business success. Right from the start.
Surely not.
No, it's all lies. Complete and utter balderdash. All she ever did was type some letters and arrange a few meetings. What any slip of a secretary could have done. And she thinks that gives her a stake in my company. It just makes my blood boil to think of it.
Yes, I know it's quite outrageous, but it won't do you any good getting so worked up about it,
Justin. So, what do you suggest I do? Just sit back calmly and let her get away with it?
No, of course, but you must think about your blood pressure, darling.
Oh, well, blood pressure, yes.
I mean, you must stay calm and keep a clear head so you can plan how to deal with her.
Yes, stay calm. You're absolutely right.
I don't like to see you like this. I want my sweet, kind old fiancé back again.
All right. though a little less of the old, thank you very much.
That's better. Now, look, come on, you haven't touched your drink.
Thanks. Still, if she can hire a fancy brief, so can I. Well, one thing I do know, she's not getting her hands on Damara. If she wants a fight, she'll get one.
Hey, there was no need to clear up. You can leave that to me.
It's okay. I don't mind. After you cooked us that lovely meal.
Thanks. Alice will probably be an age on the phone. Sorry.
Work again.
You guessed it. I hate her having to take work calls so late.
Well, it's not fair, is it?
I'll get a packed lunch done for tomorrow.
Oh, you're so good to her, Chris.
Oh, well.
No, really. She's lucky to have you.
She'd do the same for me.
Yes. You two have such a great relationship.
Nah, neither of us is perfect.
But you get on so well. You hardly ever seem to argue.
Oh, yeah, we do. But, well, it's give and take. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah. It doesn't always seem to work like that. Oh. Toby. He's back from Lower Loxley. Where am I?
Ah, okay.
Oh, I suppose I better go.
You don't sound so keen.
Well, to be honest, things aren't great with us right now.
Yeah, I kind of picked that up.
Like, you talk about give and take. Mm. It seems like I do all the giving. And as soon as I'm back, we'll probably start arguing again.
Well, I mean, if you want, you could always stay here for the night.
Could I?
Yeah, no problem. We keep the spare bed made up.
Oh, I don't know. Do you think I should?
It's up to you.
It would be nice. Though I feel a bit bad about Toby.
Well, give him a call, say what you're doing.
No, I think I'll just message him back.
Okay.
He's not going to like it, but...
Well, I was thinking, all this trouble with your mum, that's not helping with you and Toby, is it?
No, it isn't.
So, well, maybe when that's sorted, it'll make things easier all round.
Yeah, maybe. And if things are so bad with this now, they can only get better. Can't they?
Hi, are you all done?
I'm through with milking. Just going to put them out.
Okay, well, I've just had a call from Pat. She wants to come and see us.
Pat's coming here?
Yeah, she says it's to talk about the compensation.
When?
Later this morning, about 12. I said that's fine by me.
Pat, not Tony or Tom?
Oh, no, I'm not sure. They may be coming too, for all I know.
Okay, maybe they're bringing their solicitor as well.
Well, she didn't say anything about that.
No, but you know what Usha said, that we shouldn't have admitted liability.
Yeah, yeah.
We could be sued, David.
Yeah, or they may just want to negotiate. Let's wait and see what Pat's got to say, shall we?
Dad?
Hi, Pip.
Hello. Okay, well, I'd better get on. Mum?
I'll see you later.
12 o'clock.
I'll be there.
Yes, Pip.
It's just to say I'm back.
Oh, I didn't know you'd gone anywhere.
I stayed over at Alice's.
Oh, okay.
Though Mum doesn't seem to care if I'm here or not. Hey.
Oh, you're back, are you?
Yeah, I'm just going to go up and change before I start work.
Whoa, wait. Aren't you going to tell me where you've been all night?
Oh, Toby, please. I'm having a bad enough morning already.
What? So what am I supposed to say? Oh, hey, nice to see you. Would you like some milk in your coffee?
Can we please not argue about it?
I'm just asking, where were you? And who with? And why didn't you tell me?
But Toby, I did. I messaged you.
Oh, yeah, like, don't wait up. I won't be back. And then you turn your phone off and don't pick up when I call you to find out what the hell is going on.
I went to dinner with Chris and Alice and it got late, so I stayed over. That's all, I promise.
Yeah, well, how was I supposed to know? You could have been anywhere.
No, Toby, stop. Oh, I knew this would happen. I don't have the headspace to deal with it.
Okay, so yes, you've got stuff you're having to deal with. Well, so have I. I've got a big meeting with Kenton.
What?
To try and save my gin business. I was hoping to run it by you before I went. But instead of that, I spent half the night lying awake worrying about you.
Oh, yes. Well, so now you know how it feels, Toby. All those times you left me and went off to Brighton?
No, that is... different.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's always different when you do it.
You know why I went to Brighton.
Oh, there's always an excuse, isn't there? But when I stay out one night with a friend...
That's not the same.
Yes, it is. You just do whatever you like and I have to deal with it. So I wasn't there for you last night, but when I need you, when are you ever there for me?
Okay, fine. If that's what you think.
Toby...
I've got stuff to do. I've got to prep for my meeting. I'll see you later.
The water trough was overflowing. I had to stop and fix it. Is Pat there yet?
Yeah, she's just driven into the yard.
Okay.
It's only her, though. No Tom or Tony.
I'll come straight down. See you in a minute.
See ya.
Okay.
Mum?
Oh, not now.
Hey!
Hello. Are you going up to the ewes?
No, I came to find you.
Oh. So?
Mum, I know what you think of me, but I just can't do this anymore. It's all so horrible.
Yeah, well, don't think I've been enjoying it either.
All I want is to make things better, but I don't know how, if you won't even talk to me. And now I've had another huge row with Toby, and I don't know what to do.
Wait,
and...
Toby? What's this got to do with Toby?
Oh, nothing. Nothing, I mean, not with what's happened with me and you and the IBR. And...
No, so why did you mention him?
Oh, because... I don't know. Look, Mum, never mind him. Can you just listen to me, please?
Yeah, I am listening, but...
Okay, so, look, I want you to know just how really bad and sorry I feel about what happened, you know, and everything, and, Oh, this isn't working.
Look, Pip, whatever it is you're trying to say, this really isn't a good time for me.
Mum, please, I need to say this. Can't you just stop and listen to me?
Well, no, I can't. Not now.
But why?
I'll tell you why. Because Pat's come over to talk about compensation. And for all we know, they're going to sue us.
Oh.
She's sitting there waiting to speak to us now.
Oh, Mum.
Pip, I know you feel bad. I know you're sorry. But your actions have pushed us to the brink. And to be honest, a few empty words aren't going to change a thing.
This all came out of my meeting with Franz on Wednesday.
Oh, about our financial planning.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, with the new land we bought, the farm's so much bigger now. And Franz thinks we need to make some clear choices about the future. And to get straight to the point, he suggests the best way forward is for us to turn the business into a family partnership.
Oh. So by family, you mean the...
All of us. You, me and the children, all of them.
Oh, so they'd each have a share in the farm?
Yes, yes. And a vote on any management issues.
And why would that be such a good thing?
Well, for a start, if we put all of the land into the partnership, we'd end up paying less tax. And given all the current uncertainties, that has to be a good thing.
Well, yes, but if they each have a share of the land, won't that make things very complicated?
No, not necessarily, no. Now, if one of the children wanted out, we'd make sure the others had the right to buy them out over a decent length of time, say 10 years, and at a low interest rate. So it would keep the land intact, and I'd still own it in name.
Oh.
But they'd all feel they had a real stake in the farm.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I see.
So, Jenny, what do you think?
Toby! Right, sorry to keep you.
That's okay.
So, you wanted to talk about gin?
Yes, I do.
Ah. I have to say that I thought we'd already said everything there was to say a few weeks ago. You remember? When you rejected the Bull's offer of a financial investment?
Yes, well, about that, I may have been a little... hasty, Kenton.
I see.
I think I may owe you an apology.
Oh?
And I wondered whether there might be a possibility of working together after all.
We appreciate your offer, of course, and we're glad you're accepting the blame. But in terms of compensation, well, it's not nearly enough.
I'm sorry, I don't quite...
But surely if we're offering to reimburse all your costs...
Yes, I know that's what you said.
And Tony seemed to think that was fair.
Yes, but there's something Tony should perhaps have told you, but didn't.
What?
You know he can't sell breeding stock as IBR free anymore. He wants to sell the reactors and restock.
I see.
We don't know yet how many animals this will be, but it's going to be quite expensive.
Pat, look, we're quite willing to cover your losses, but Tony's cattle, I mean, they're not really a key part of your business, are they?
Sorry? I don't see your point.
Well?
They're just a hobby of Tony's, is that what you mean?
They can't be making that much money.
So what if they are? You know what he's been through over the last few years. Isn't he entitled to have a hobby? And now he's about to lose some of his income because of IBR.
Yeah, OK, that's a fair point.
Pat, what are you saying? Are you going to sue us?
No. Don't worry. We're not going to sue. Though if it had been up to Tom...
No,
well...
there'll be no need for that. Whatever it costs to replace the culled animals, we'll cover it. Just let us know how much you want.
So, you and I, well, we'd each have 3 shares.
Yes, yes. And all 5 of the children would have 1 share apiece.
Uh-huh.
Plus, Debbie and Adam would each have an extra share, as long as they're still working on the farm.
So it's 13 shares altogether.
Unlucky for some. But I think it's the fairest way.
Yeah, right.
I mean, Rory's still too young to have a say in the management, so we'd have to appoint someone to look after his share till he's old enough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you think it's a terrible plan, then say so.
No, no, no. I can see it makes a lot of sense. I think it's a very good idea.
Really?
Uh-huh. It's very clever of you, Brian. And this way they all get a share in the running of the farm.
Well, you know I've always had their interests at heart. But do you think they'll go along with it?
Well, don't see why not.
Really? All 5 of them? If they do agree, it'll be just about the first time ever.
Well, we'll have to wait and see, won't we?
Scruff. Yes, a scruff gin. After Linda's scruff, you know?
Yes, yes, I know who Scruff was.
Right. It's actually a name I came up with months ago. Well, Robert did. And, to be honest, I was never that sold on Fairbrother Gin. And Archer Gin, well, we've already discussed the difficulties with that name.
Yes, we have.
So I've gone right back to the basics. I got Lily Pargeter to create a label.
Ah, it's a nice artwork. It's a cute dog.
Well, I had to lean on her, but she did a great job. Well, Kenton?
Well, yes. Yes, I like it.
Hey, amazing. So, do we have ourselves a deal? Your cash, my brilliant business plan.
Yeah, okay. Deal.
Woohoo! Yes! Ah, oh, fantastic.
Thanks for your time. I'm glad we've been able to sort this out.
Yeah, well, as long as you're happy.
I'm sure Tony will be. And in return, we'd like to go back to stocking Brookfield beef in the farm shop.
That's good to know.
OK, well, I shan't hold you up anymore. I'll get Tony to give you a call. Bye.
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 Well...
You know what we've done, David. We've as good as written them a blank cheque.
Yeah, well, what choice do we have?
Restocking part of Tony's herd. How much is that going to cost us?
We don't know yet.
Does it mean 10% of his cows? 20%? And if you add on what we owe to Home Farm...
Yeah, all right, it's going to be a lot.
A lot? Like the same lot we just spent on the tractor?
I don't know. Possibly, yes.
That cost us the last of my mum's money, didn't it?
I know.
All the rest is tied up. We can't touch the cash I put into my pension fund. Not for years yet. And those bonds.
Yeah, we thought we were doing the right thing, but...
If only mum's house had sold for the price we'd hoped for. I mean, with the tax and the legal fees...
Yeah, it's hard, love, but we are where we are. We've got to face it. There is no magic pot of money to get us out of this mess.
Well, that's great, isn't it? We've managed not to be sued, but we still owe way more money than we can afford. Where the hell are we going to find it? ¶¶
This is the BBC.
For the latest Archers news, features and insights, go to our blog at bbc.co.uk/archers.